Well, Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton has warned all Aggie fans about a load of misinformation that's been going around regarding A&M and conference realignment. And evidently, the New York Times spread a little of that last night on their website. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at sports on this Tuesday afternoon. You know, when they said that their reliable sources claimed that A&M had already sent a letter to the Big 12 telling them they were leaving the conference, well, A&M says that's just not true. Today, a brief statement by school spokesman Jason Cook said that no such letter has been sent. The report cited two unidentified college officials seemingly with direct knowledge of the decision. Now on the field, the Aggie defense returns a lot of good players from last year, even though they did lose their best player in Von Miller. But they do have leadership, and one of those is senior Trent Hunter, who was elected the captain by his teammates. Hunter talked about the difference going into this season from a year ago when Tim DeRuiter first arrived as the defensive coordinator.
I mean, I think it's a confidence level. Last year, Coach DeRuiter came in, our heads are spinning from, you know, from the, some of the schemes and stuff that he brought in. I'm just talking about a defensive standpoint, and I think now that, you know, we've been in the system for over a year, you know, we've had a chance to get to know our coaches, and we're flying around, and, you know, we're just having fun at this point. You know, we're not near as confused as we were at this time last year. We're ready to go out and play.
Hunter, here's the talk about how good this defense can be, and although he agrees with that, he knows where it has to be proven.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we have high expectations coming into this season as a secondary. We return everybody that we had last year, and, you know, from what I hear, we're supposed to be one of the best secondaries in the Big 12, so it'll be a good test for us, and we'll figure out where we're at after this game. You know, we've got great schemes going into this game. I've watched a little film on they got a lot of good players, but I feel like as long as we go out, you know, we prepare the way we need to and we play like we do, we'll have a good chance of winning that ball game.
Aggies and SMU kick off at 6:30 Sunday evening at Kyle Field. The new high school rankings are out, and there's a new top team in Class 4A. Defending 4A champ Lake Travis beat Denton Ryan for the title last December, and yesterday they leapfrogged Ryan from third to first in the poll. Ryan stayed second. Preseason number one Alito was defeated in the opener last Friday. The Brenham Cubs jumped up three spots from sixth to third after they slammed Huntsville last Friday, 65-16. Both Cameron Yeo and Lexington lost their openers, Yeo to Waco Conley and Lexington to Smithville, so they both dropped out of the 2A top 10. All other top teams are the same. Canadian tops in 1A, Dangerfield in 2A, Tyler Chapel Hill in 3A, and Allen in 5A. Bryan, Consall, and Rutter will all play this weekend. Consall is at Cy Woods at the Burger Center Friday night. Bryan is at Clear Springs Saturday, and Rutter will host Leander Rouse Friday at Merrill Green Stadium. Down the road, the Navasota Rattlers will be on the road again at Willis. Aggie volleyball team will take their 3-0 start to the exhibition floor as A&M hosts the Israel national team at 6:30 tonight at Reed Arena. Coach Laurie Corbelli says it'll be a good test for her experienced team.
The Israel national team is just going to be such a great experience for us. I don't know a whole lot about them. You know, their coach was my coach for many, many years, and I doubt that he's into video exchange coming from Israel, so I have not seen them. However, just knowing some of their box scores and a few score sheets, you know, it looks like they've got a couple of attackers who are incredibly efficient. They are a national team, so it's the best players in their country. It is a very new program. He started this thing, Project Selinger, I think a year and a half, two years ago, so he's... even at his age and the number of years he's had volleyball coaching experience, he's coaching these actually middle-aged, a lot of them are in their 30s, women to be competitive worldwide. So it'll be a lot of fun to have them in our gym.
All international student organizations will be admitted free to the match tonight. Well, the Texas Rangers picked up another half game in their AL West lead last night without even playing because the LA Angels lost 5-3 to the Mariners on the coast. Texas now leads by 3.5 games, and they start a home series tonight with Tampa Bay. The Houston Astros beat the Pirates 7-4 at Minute Maid last night. They've won two in a row now. They continue with Pittsburgh tonight. Former Texas Tech and A&M Consolidated receiver Detron Lewis was released by Tampa Bay yesterday. He had caught just one pass in preseason after signing as a free agent. Former Texas running back Cedric Benson has been sentenced to 20 days in jail for two previous assault charges. The Chicago Bears runner will start his sentence October the 17th, and the time served will likely be reduced. On the second day of play at the U.S. Open in New York, the two top seeds won easily for the women. Caroline Wozniacki breezed into the second round with a 6-3, 6-1 win. The match took just an hour and 20 minutes. For the men, number one Novak Djokovic showed no signs of any trouble with his right shoulder, building a 6-0-5-1 lead in the first round before his ailing opponent stopped playing. LaShawn Merritt of the U.S. was the favorite to win the gold in the 400 meters at the World Championships in South Korea. He looked good during the race, but at the very end, Karani James of Grenada dipped into the finish line to win the race at a personal best 44.60. Aggie Tabery Henry finished seventh in the finals. Former Tennessee basketball coach Bruce Pearl has a new job. He's taken a position with the Knoxville-based wholesale grocery company as the vice president of marketing. Pearl also had been considering an offer to coach the Texas Legends of the NBA's Developmental League. Pearl was fired from Tennessee in March in the wake of a two-year NCAA investigation that culminated Wednesday with a three-year show cause penalty against the coach. And finally, Miami coach Al Golden says the Hurricanes are not counting on having any ineligible players reinstated in time to play Monday at Maryland. University officials declared some players named in an extra benefit scandal ineligible last week, then asked the NCAA if they should be reinstated. The NCAA is reviewing those requests. Former booster and convicted Ponzi scheme architect Nevin Shapiro told Yahoo Sports for a story published earlier this month that he provided 72 Miami players and recruits things like cash and gifts from 2002 through 2010. And that's your first look at sports. Good afternoon. We'll have more coming up the next half hour. I'm Tom Turberville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.